Radio Free Readout begins in 5, 4, 3, 2.
Welcome to episode 14-33 on Radio Free Readout. How you guys doing? Are you tired? I know I am, but you know what? We did it. We got through T-Rex 2014 together, and it was a great experience. It was an awesome learning opportunity, and it was an honor to train with all of you. And I want to just thank you guys for taking the time. For those of you who just plowed through it, you busted your butts. Some of you have been training for months, for years, with your equipment, getting things dialed in where you can communicate effectively, efficiently, consistently. And some of you on the other end of the spectrum, you scrambled just this week to get your comms up. For some of you, it was successful, and some of you, it was not. But we are declaring victory, success from T-Rex 2014 because of all of the lessons learned and the amazing constructive feedback from all of you. After this exercise, there wasn't anybody saying, this is dumb. I hate Ameron. This is a failure. We're doomed. No, but everybody was saying this was so cool. I learned so much in such a short period of time. And they're asking for another T-Rex exercise at some point in the future. My goodness, I'm going to have to sleep for about a week. And those of you guys that were following the SOI, you know what I'm talking about. It was a pretty intense for the communication side of things. It was intense, and it was designed to be that way. And we set out to create a scenario that's realistic, that would push the limit, that would test this system. And it was intended to bend as far as we could bend without breaking Ameron. And we did it. And it was a great experience. Some of you guys didn't have a great experience. You had frustration, and it goes back to that point. Well, you've got to train people that want to just, and I know everybody out there is going to be shaking, you're nodding your head. When we say for these people that don't want to practice, they don't want to train, or they don't want to get their license, or they buy a radio to stick in their bag or something and never use it. When you go to use it, you will not have communications, and it requires training. It requires familiarization. And we saw one testimony after another this weekend, people that can, they can back me up on that. Now, to reward those of you who did work so hard, to participate in the exercise. Now, people, not everyone did. There were people that they practiced their bug out plan. They practiced grid down. Some people did canning, food preservation, and it was a good weekend overall for just preparedness and self-reliance training. But we place a lot of emphasis on communications. And so that's what we're going to do tonight. We are going to kind of debrief T-Rex as much as I can, but that's not realistic just because just this afternoon, all the feedback started rolling in, and there is so much to go through. There's so much valuable, helpful information. There was nobody that was vindictive, or they thought this was stupid, this was dumb, this isn't going to go anywhere, this will never work, that kind of thing. You kind of brace yourself. You know, you never know what type of feedback you're going to get, and from very new people that communications is very new to very experienced longtime ham operators with emergency communications backgrounds, you know, Aries, Racies, and that kind of thing. Across the board, overwhelmingly positive feedback from people, in the sense that even when something didn't work, they identified what they thought didn't work. They identified ways to fix it in the future. And the more experienced people who've done a lot of nationwide network type of emergency communications had some amazing feedback. And we are going to be implementing many, many changes. And it's very apparent that all of you out there who participated, your heart is toward making this succeed. And everything was geared toward making this improved, making this more effective, maturing this AMRON as a viable nationwide network for like-minded people. And, that's patriots, Christian patriots, preparedness-minded people, conservative Americans that are concerned about the direction that our country is headed. And they see the need for us to be able to stay connected and to share information. And that's what this was, an information sharing exercise. We had 32 messages that were pre-formatted, distributed across the country. And I think 28 of them, or all but four of them, actually made it out of their local areas into the nationwide net. And so it was definitely a success, and it was meant to kind of push the limits so we could assess what we need to fix, what we need to address. It showed us exactly what we needed to see, maybe not what we wanted to see, but I wanted to see where we need to improve. There's several other kind of aspects that I wanted to see as well. But for this one, I want people to get used to tracking messages, sending messages, to shoot it out to see how far we can get a message, especially when there's high volumes of traffic and there was traffic jams and on the air on frequency. And sometimes it was chaotic, but all of those provided learning opportunities. So that was just really great stuff. Thank you guys all for listening and for tuning in. Oh, it's great to be with you, and it's great to have you with me, and thank you for your support, for your prayers, and just for being out there. Okay, so what we're going to do is we're going to do something a little bit different. We're going to flip this upside down. Usually I go into the news and commentary. I broadcasted live on Friday simulating what we would do in a AMCON level one situation while the grid is up. If we're faced with war, or if we're faced with a massive catastrophic national emergency, either a large regional area or a situation where commercial communications is disrupted on a wide scale. I'm not talking about, a thunderstorm comes through and blows a tree down on top of a line and, 200 people without phone service. I'm talking about a major situation. Radio Free Redoubt, one of our goals is to maintain a constant voice to bring you news and information. So as the AMRON nets were going on and this scenario was playing out and bits and little pieces of this puzzle started coming together, I was getting those and redistributing those as like news briefs, this just in from the AMRON nets. And this is and so a lot of people were able to, take notes and keep track of some of the messages then, until we simulated, of course, Friday evening, the power going out and Radio Free Redoubt going off the air in terms of streaming, live streaming. And so we kept reiterating, look, if that happens, your fallback is the AMRON network. That's your news and information network. And, so that's what we did, and it was a lot of fun. So what we're going to do is news and commentary in segment two. And the reason why is because this scenario was drafted months ago. And a lot of you guys that were listening live on Friday, live streaming, I mentioned this a few times. Of course, I mentioned a lot of things a few times because I knew there was people getting off work and there was people just joining us and they had missed what had been covered in the previous hour or 2 hours before that. But this scenario starts off with, you know, economic collapse, things unrest and things like that. And then we injected a Ebola outbreak. We wanted to put like a pandemic outbreak combined with coordinated attacks on our country from terrorists. Opportunists who saw the weakness in our deteriorating situation with the economics, with the unrest and things like that, they saw the opportunity to strike, and in this scenario they did. But I was kind of hesitant as we got closer, because over the months that this scenario, this T-Rex, as we were approaching it, of the last 3 or 4 months, many of the things that were in the scenario, make-believe, pretend, disaster situation, is actually starting to become more and more credible. And some of it we're actually seeing in the news. And so I'm going to talk about that, some of the news headlines in segment two. So segment one, I wanted to give you a rundown and a backdrop for what T-Rex was for those of you who didn't participate. This started off in last week's regularly scheduled AMRON Nets with an announcement. And the announcement was that there was confirmed that news and government press releases are confirming that Ebola outbreak is in 8 major American cities, numbers in the hundreds: Toronto, New York, Atlanta, Dallas, Los Angeles, Chicago, San Francisco, and Miami. And that was put out last Wednesday on the net as a training exercise to kind of lay the foundation for the weekend T-Rex exercise that we were about ready to go into. And that named the original 8 cities that discussions were taking place. Authorities were discussing if we were going to cordon these cities off, how do we go about doing it? And what you learn from the AMRON Nets is that actually in the next night, Thursday night, this was revealed on the regularly scheduled nets. We're not even into T-Rex yet. We're just setting the stage for it, adding to the scenario that was already printed out in the scenario timeline. The Center for Disease Control and DHS announced a meeting to discuss coordinating operations. And then C-Burney units from the National Guard are actually start to deploy. While these talks and meetings are going on, they're actually deploying. And C-Burney is your C-B-R-N-E, your chemical, biological, radiological, nuclear, and explosive response units in the military. They call it C-Burney. Multiple wildfires reported in several western states. No further information on wildfires. So that's just kind of some of the stuff we put out was just white noise. It was just kind of news, you know, oh, there's a traffic jam on I-80 and such, you know, and which could mean nothing to you. But some of this could mean something to you. And as a lot of you found out, that was the case, because you started to see trends with things became not just isolated incidents, but they started to become something that was part of something bigger. And then we went into the scenario Friday. We start seeing news and updates coming through the AMRON nets. And then, of course, as this unfolded, we started to see a deliberate coordinated attack from Islamic extremists. And while we were covering this, and as the scenario started to unfold, this is what I was saying. I was going to do a War of the Worlds type of approach. I was going to bust in. This is Radio Free Readout covering live. We got, you know, Ebola outbreaks. We got, you know, but then I thought, man, this is too real. And, you know, that's a good way to really make some people mad. So, I almost thought about just kind of scaling it back to, you know, like Martians invading or, you know, zombies or something like that. But we decided to stay with the scenario, and I'm really glad that we did. It made the training that we're doing credible, and it was good. So we had coordinated attacks happen across the country from Islamic extremists. Now, as on Friday, as this is unfolding, I got an AMRON operator contacted me and said that a friend of his from Toronto, one of the cities we named, he's from Toronto, and he has a friend who went to the hospital with, he was diagnosed, I guess, with Ebola, and he went to the hospital in Toronto, real world situation, and he's not been seen or heard of since. And that was about the same time we started injecting the Islamic terrorist threats. There was deliberate fires being started with Middle Eastern men seen, you know, at the scene, and things like this started to happen with these scenarios that the Amron operators were putting out. Little pieces of the puzzle going out that were pre-positioned at initiating stations is what we call them. And they have one little message and they put that out. And they might be in South Carolina. They might be in Virginia, Idaho, California, you know, somewhere in the country. And then it gets widely distributed. Next thing you know, everybody across the country is starting to get all these little pieces coming from different directions, putting this whole thing together. And they have these control numbers and each of those means something. Some of them were used to put together a contest word, which we have. We're going to be doing the drawing tonight and giving away some pretty cool gear. Just some little things, but several little things. And we wanted to just a way of saying, you know, thank you guys for making the effort and really putting out 110%. So this is a, you know, special, kind of a special presentation, something out of the ordinary with this T-Rex debrief. But about the same time, speaking of radio communications, hold on a second. Let me shut that off. All right. How rude. Where was I before I was interrupted? I lost my train of thought. Okay. That's okay. My brain is just melted down. I got some feedback letters from some people that saying, man, I'm living on like 12 hours of sleep since Thursday. And I'm like, oh, okay. You got to sleep in, huh? But no, I'm probably about 4 hours of sleep a night for the last three nights, which is not sustainable. But this was an exercise. Obviously, we would adapt and we would adjust so that we can maintain communications and also maintain our health and longevity. But so we pushed ourselves in this and went without some sleep, and we'll just have to make up for it. But there we are. So what we're going to do is that's what I was going to say. I also got a letter from another email because our internet was up on Friday, right? The grid hadn't gone down. Another Amron operator, as this stuff's coming out about these Islamic extremist Middle Easterners seen at these sites of different sabotage and other things that were going on, starting these forest fires across the country. I got the breaking news from an Amron operator that the FBI and DHS just put out a high alert to all law enforcement across the country that ISIS, to keep an eye out, be vigilant of ISIS type attacks in America. They've already identified Chicago or said that they strongly believe they have a target or have made threats toward a Chicago target somewhere, and multiple. They're going to bring it to the United States. And I've said this before. As soon as I saw ISIS, the Islamic State, coming on the radar, I said, this is coming to our land, on our soil. And it is. And, of course, also in this scenario, because everything started melting down, the cartels took a opportunity. They used the opportunity to break several of their leadership out of prisons. And there was a prison break in one place where it was assisted. And of course, that's about the same time that it broke last week that the representative in Texas, I got the story here, but where he said that, yes, ISIS and the cartels are communicating with each other. So we got some... we have some interesting times and some trying times as a nation ahead of us, and we kind of asked for it. And we're about ready to get a good punch to the gut. So we are trying to prepare for that because we're aware that the world around us is changing really, really quickly. And so there's your introduction to T-Rex. And there was a lot of people that were frustrated at the beginning because... let me finish that thought first. My brain's just all over the place right now, so bear with me. Thank you guys for your patience. There were some people that were frustrated because we went into this scenario very vague. Economic collapse, they're talking about martial law, and then kind of the scenario just starts. And so what happened? This drove people nuts. Not enough here. We need to build it up more. So we had several listeners that were sending in their own little filler in stuff that they were sharing with their groups. And because it needed to be more credible, it needed more information. But what we're trying to tell people is more information about a bigger picture will be revealed during the scenario. See, remember in 9/11, now this whole thing is a test too for your psychological side of things. On 9/11, when we woke up that morning, I remember the morning, and I remember a friend of mine calling me saying, "You watching the news? You got to watch this. A plane just flew into one of the towers at the World Trade Center." I'm like, "What? Like a what? Like a Cessna? Like what? No, like a commercial plane or something, a cargo plane." So I flip on the TV, and within like 2 or 3 minutes, I see another plane hit the second tower. And that's, you know, that moment when it just, you can feel the inside of you just go, you know, it's like, oh man, this is on purpose. And then the news started coming out. It's like, oh, there's 20 other planes that are hijacked and missing. You know, everything started going crazy. At that moment, we wanted answers. We hated the fact that we didn't know who was doing this, why they were doing it, how widespread this is. And so the media, they hate not being able to tell you something. So they start telling you all kinds of some things that they continuously have to retract their statements because they just throw stuff out there, right? That's something that you are going to have to deal with. In a real world situation, we made T-Rex very vague going into it. First of all, for some of you, it was just an excuse to load up your family and head to your retreat location or flip the switch off and try living off grid for a weekend or communicating. So we knew that we wanted to use this as an exercise, and that's where a lot of these gaps start getting filled in, because it's going to require you to have to seek information. But there were some people that wanted all the information going into it, and that's not realistic. A lot of times we are left with having to pursue that, to have to communicate with each other on purpose. That added a stress element. And I'll tell you what, I think there was a little bit of a winnowing that took place, because there are some people that were so frustrated and confused going into this, which was the whole point, that what they needed to do to go into the scenario was made so clear, it was too simple, and they needed more information, which they weren't going to get until the scenario started to unfold. And I don't know, maybe we lost some people. I hope not. I hope now they can look back and have that, I see moment to see how everything played out through the end, if they were patient enough. But if you think this was stressful, and there were people that were stressed, I heard from them. They were frustrated, they're confused, there's not enough information, that kind of thing. And there were some complaining hearts. And so hopefully you understand that if you can't deal with a little bit of stress and uncertainty in a training environment that you know is only going to last less than 72 hours, do a check on yourself, because in the real world situation, it's going to be magnified many times. And in those situations, real world, you don't know when it will ever end. And that's when despair sets in. So guard yourself against that. Let's see, what else? There was something else I thought I wanted to mention. I can't think of it. I'll think of it as I go, because I'm going to read some of the letters and feedback and stuff that we got from people out there. And it was really cool. But I'm just going to hit a little bit on some of the news, throwing a little news and commentary in there, show you some of the parallels between this made-up scenario and how close we are to this being a real-world situation. And things are very volatile right now. So we're going to take a break. This segment was brought to you by Selkirk Mountain Real Estate in North Idaho, and they provide outstanding real estate services in the Panhandle for those of you that are relocating there. They are located in the heart of the American Redoubt, of course. Like, isn't everybody? No, I'm just kidding. Okay. You get a hold of them if you feel called, if you feel led, it's the right thing for you, for your business, or your family. Get a hold of them, www.selkirkmountainrealestate.com. Back in a minute. This is the Voice of the American Readout. You fear your disappearing charade. I will not comply.
I will not comply. You see, we don't need. If you're an amateur radio operator and you believe in the American Readout movement, contact us today to find out how you can join the American Readout Radio Operators Network.
I've often heard atheists and so-called progressives argue that the founders weren't Christians and that this was never a Christian nation. They like to say that men like Benjamin Franklin and Thomas Jefferson were deists. Well, so what if they were deists? Being a deist simply means that God doesn't interfere with the affairs of men. But after seeing God's hand in the making of their newly won nation, they gave God full credit. In a letter to William Strahan in 1784, Benjamin Franklin said this, "My dear friend, do not imagine that I am vain enough to ascribe our success," he was speaking about the revolution, "to any superiority on their part. If it had not been for the justice of our cause and the consequent interposition of Providence in which we had faith, we must have been ruined. If I had ever before been an atheist, I should now have been convinced of the being and government of a deity." And Thomas Jefferson wrote this, "Of all the systems of morality, ancient or modern, which have come under my observation, none appears to me so pure as that of Jesus. I am a real Christian, that is to say, a disciple of the doctrines of Jesus." Don't believe the lies of the revisionist historians. They'll deceive you every time if you don't know the truth. I'm Violette Sabo, with points to ponder, words to live by, and ideals which define us.
All right, and we are back in segment two. Let's get right into the news and commentary. Brought to you by Glenn Tate and 299 Days book series about the partial collapse and the rebuilding. And those are out in audiobook. Book one's out in audio now. And they're going to start sneaking one or two out every week or so. And so keep checking back, 299days.com. Let's cover some American Readout news first. We're having some strange weather, aren't we? Weather Underground, one of my favorites that I follow, AccuWeather and Weather Underground. Great sites, pretty good stuff. And it's, you know, for covering weather and things, which, you know, when you're into radio communications, weather is important. But this was kind of interesting. Montana and Wyoming brace for snow and cold temperatures while much of the U.S. sizzles. Wait, is this from last January? No, it's from August 24th, today. I'm not kidding. While much of the U.S. will swelter in heat, like some of you did this weekend, I'm sorry, some of you guys, I feel so bad. You guys are in a heat index warning, and you guys did the T-Rex thing, bless your hearts, and you shut your power off and your air conditioning, laid there sweltering. I feel bad. I feel responsible. But it was you guys thought, you know, it was great training. Great training for you guys. It was 70 degrees here. Oh, man. So anyway, they're talking about snow in Wyoming and Montana this week. Unseasonably cold low pressure system expected to bring low average temperatures as low as, 35 degrees below average in some locations this weekend. So I wish we could just kind of like divide it, split some of it up, right? Drop about 20 degrees for you guys down south, add another 10, 15 degrees up north. But, yeah, that's pretty cold. They're talking about snow, 32 degrees, around West Glacier and stuff like that. Another interesting thing that happened during the nets, we had nets that took place, this morning at, about 1 o'clock in the morning is when they started and lasted for about 2 hours. About 2 hours later, there was a 6.1 magnitude earthquake that hit the Bay Area in San Francisco. And we've got Amron operators nearby. And I thought it was interesting. I didn't know about the earthquake. So what, 4 or 5 hours, every 6 hour cycle, we start a new net. And so this morning at what, 7 p.m. San Francisco, California, Washington, Idaho, Oregon time, everybody checks into the net and they pass their messages, and not one person put out a real world sit rep about the earthquake. I thought that was interesting. They had a real world situation there, and a pretty powerful earthquake. A lot of people injured, and nothing. Yeah, it's all. Yeah, it's an earthquake. It's California. All right, let's get on to training. We got T-Rex to deal with. So, hey, there you go. But I corresponded with a couple of Amron operators from the Sacramento area, and they said, no, we're good to go. We didn't even feel it. So right on. But they are talking about declaring a state of emergency for the governor. Of course, they have to do that to legally, you know, release funds for rebuilding and grants and things like that for businesses and homes, so they can get emergency funding to get back on their feet. They did have an early warning system, though. It gave them 10 seconds, a 10 second alert. So that's great. I could see at the earthquake center, you know, where they got the little control room with the alert thing goes off. They got 10 seconds. They're like, hey, Bob, you might want to get out of the bathroom. Something just happened. Oh, I'll be there in a minute. You know, it's all boom, then it hits. What's 10 seconds? I don't know what that's going to do for you, but we probably spent a good $100 million of taxpayers' money to give you a 10-second alert that an earthquake's coming. It probably doesn't work, but, you know, 10% of the time. Pretty interesting. Hey, we got more warnings. We also incorporated a cyber attack into this scenario. Unbeknownst to us, we'd have a warning coming from Reuters. A global watchdog has sounded the alarm about the growing danger of cyber attacks on financial markets, warning that firms and regulators around the world need to address the uneven response to the threat of online assaults. Of course, in this scenario, they were taking down, first of all, they were concentrating on the communications and internet infrastructure through cyber attacks that came out of Iraq and Syria. Kind of fill in the blanks there. Who could be responsible for that? That was one of the questions in the quiz that we had up for 5 hours only for people to respond. Fill in some of the answers that they could have only have gotten from the nets. Underestimated Ebola outbreak spreads. Ebola continues to spread in West Africa as Sierra Leone voted to pass a new amendment imposing jail time for anyone caught hiding an Ebola patient. Well, that's a tough one, because somebody gets a cold and get the sniffles, or you get a fever, you're afraid to go to the doctor, because if you don't have Ebola and then you go to the hospital where all the Ebola patients are, then you're going to get Ebola. And so, man, what do you do? Hide your kid so they don't have to. And then now it's illegal to hide your kid if you think they have Ebola. Or if I don't know if they're showing signs. What's an Ebola patient? It's not an Ebola patient until they're diagnosed, right? So it's probably written so that if they just show signs. But you know what? They have 142 new cases recorded. More people were killed on our highways today. Total number is now 2,615 with 1,427 deaths. That's according to the World Health Organization. Now, This has got everybody freaking out. It's killed 1,427 people. And the whole disease has killed 6,000 people worldwide in what, 10 years or 20 years, something like that. It's only ever killed 6,000 people. But look at the government's response. They got lockdown. They got military forces and martial law. The control measures. It's not Ebola that scares me. It's the tyranny that comes with, you know, the excuse of, you know, keeping us safer. And of course, that was built into the scenario too. All these headlines is stuff that we had in the scenario. Oh, here's another one. I want to talk about Islamic threats. Well, out of Canada, an Islamic State, the Islamic State, IS or ISIS, is recruiting in Canada, a local imam warns. A Canadian imam, known for his pacifist sermons, that means he probably doesn't teach cutting heads off, has warned the Islamist militant group IS, that's Islamic State, was actively recruiting in Canada and said one member issued him a death threat. So we're all looking at the border saying, oh, they're going to come across the border. It's completely wide open, which it is. And while we're all staring at that, and we've got teams actually that are patrolling the border, both law enforcement and civilian, they're just going to come waltzing across one of these little mountain trails right on into America. Oh, they'll just be dressed nice and they'll drive through. And they'll let them right in, right? Because, well, they don't want to be accused of profiling. So, they'll just be able to just get waved right on in. Amazing. That's on Breitbart. You guys, I'm going to post these things to the highlights and resources posting for you. Don't forget, Chris Ann Hall is coming back to the Spokane area. For those of you who live in Spokane and want to go see her, we got to drive over there and see her a couple weeks ago, and she's dynamite. And, of course, we play Liberty First, her podcast, in the pre-show before Radio Free Readout starts, or before the John Jacob Schmidt show starts. We're going to get into communication stuff and answer some of these questions and feedback, and I'm going to share that with you. But I want to remind you, along those lines, Sparks from Sparks 31, the prepper, partisan communications, grid down communications. He's putting on a class in Wisconsin, September 13th and the 14th in Horicon, Wisconsin, or Horicon. I think it's Horicon. Hey, I'm not from there, so pardon me if I mispronounced it. Horicon, Horicon, Wisconsin. If you guys get a chance, if you're anywhere in that area, definitely jump on the chance to be able to get some great grid down communications, down and dirty partisan type of, those type of communications, kind of stuff that we like. And also, he's going to be in Wyoming. I will be there for that one in Rock Springs for that Sparks 31 communications class. And we're going to talk about Amron, and we're going to talk about grid down comms and interoperability. It's a cool word, huh? Interoperability. Basically, that's what Amron is. It's a network of people tied together through various means and methods. Okay, I just want to remind you also, tacticalwoodgas.com is going to be on September 21st. They are going to be at the Sustainable Preparedness Expo. I think I'm going to go. I'm not going to do the booth thing. I'm not going to speak. I'm just going to go and be a regular Joe. I'll probably wear, like a fake beard and sunglasses and go check everything out. Here in the American Redoubt, we recently experienced two tornadoes, wildfires, giant hail, and widespread power outages. Tactical Wood Gas has your power solution and will be at the Spokane Sustainable Preparedness Expo September 21st to demonstrate and sell wood gas electrical generators like a lot of you wish you had this weekend. They run on free scrap wood. This is a veteran-owned business manufactured in the American Redoubt. You can contact them at tacticalwoodgas.com. You can also call them 1-800-516-4249, or you can just stop by and visit them at the show if you're in the area on the 21st. All right, let's take a break. This is the Voice of the American Redoubt, winding down episode segment 2. Stand by. Okay, cool stuff. Segment 3 on Radio Free Redoubt. Isn't that the coolest? And this segment's brought to you by Amp3. And they donated a Baofeng-sized radio pouch and Write in the Rain notepads. We're going to give one each of those away here in just a little bit in the next segment. And I still don't have it. It's actually, I got the little postcard thing saying, you have a package to pick up. Can't imagine it's that big, but anyway, I got to go pick it up. It came on Saturday. I mean, it was grid down. I don't even know how the postman even got around. There was riots. There's Ebola. There's terrorists running around, and it was insanity. And the postman had the nerve just drive right through it all, through the checkpoints, and just like land this thing in our mailbox. And so I got to pick it up Monday, tomorrow. All right. Amp3, of course, you know, that's one of our sponsors, that they sell and produce medical and specialty gear for the prepared citizen. And they are just awesome supporters of Radio Free Readout. They are patriots. And the guy who runs that, well, the guy and gal, Dave and Beth, he does some awesome videos on, he's really gotten into ham radio lately. And he had his, he was doing his testing in the last Amron nets with his shortwave radio with single sideband and copying, receiving digital communications for the first time. And he was doing the Snoopy dance. It was pretty cool. From Yellowstone Park. No infrastructure, no cell phones, nothing for miles. And he was hearing Amron come over the radio. And so he just thought that was the just the coolest thing. He does some good videos over there at USNER Doc, as in United States Navy Emergency Room Doctor. That's it. That's what it stands for. USNER Doc at YouTube. And check those out. Now, I want to go through some of these letters that we got back. Some great testimonies just this afternoon, and they're still rolling in. There's a stack of those and recommendations for improvements from experienced operators. There's testimonies from new operators and everything in between. And there's, we could do a three-hour show, but we're not going to do that because I'm tired of talking. I'm tired of being in front of the radio. I'm tired of being in front of a microphone. And I'm just tired. And you guys are too, but you don't have to think. You just get to sit there and stare at the ceiling and listen. So listen to some of these. John, that's me. Despite horrendous radio conditions, and it was horrible, we had two different things happen. We had a solar flare on, what, Thursday, which wiped out the HF bands, the high frequency bands, shortwave. And then we had all these thunderstorms across the country with lightning crashes. Now, if you don't know that, know this. If you have a big wire antenna strung up at your house in Oregon, and you're listening to Amron operators talk all over the country, and there's like a massive thunderstorm that's electromagnetic energy in Colorado. That electromagnetic energy acts just like radio waves, because radio waves are electromagnetic energy, but there are just all kinds of scrambled frequencies, no order to it. And they bounce off the ionosphere just like radio waves do. And it all crashes together, and it makes it so noisy and horrible to hear anything on HF. So when that happens, you get the solar flare and the HF, of course, on T-Rex, which made it really challenging because we love a challenge, right? And it was horrendous. You couldn't even use voice. Hey, the word of the day, two words of the day. First, brevity. Keep it short, keep it simple and to the point. It was pretty cool watching these messages, big old long flowery messages with all these cool little lines of asterisks and fancy format stuff. It started getting boiled down on the third day to little abbreviations and short, sweet, to the point, just like it should be. And so that was pretty cool to watch. But voice was wiped out. The other word is digital. Get used to that word, digital. Ham radio is 70, 80-year-old technology, 90-year technology. And today, ham radio, 70-year technology meets 21st century. Digital communications slices through when you cannot hear voices. And you don't have to have, it's free software with a small laptop. You can listen, or you can decode digital communications, text messaging over the radio. We've got tutorials on Amron.com. Go to Amron.com, from the little corner, it says search, type in digital, enter, and boom, there's two, three, four articles on digital communications that walks you step by step. So many of you missed out on the messages and communications that were being passed because you didn't know that, or you didn't pursue it, or it's intimidating because you're like, oh, I know I can turn on a radio and listen to somebody talk, but digital download software, that's not for me. That's scary stuff. It's not. It's so simple. It's one of those smack yourself in the forehead type things. And the people that used it this weekend for the first time, they're all nodding right now going, it was so cool. Okay. So, this guy says, I was still inspired by this weekend. I thought I might like to move ahead and maybe meet via, radio. and set up a Colorado net. Okay, below are those who are the nearest to me. Now, this is different. This is really I want to touch on this. This is why I dropped this in here. She was able to listen to communications, but what she's trying to do is get a hold of other Amron operators, and we have a protocol for that. You contact me, you email saying, you fill out that contact request on Amron.com, say, I would like to meet other Amron operators in my area. Okay, because of OPSEC, contact me and say, I want to get a hold of such and such and so, and then I contact them with your information, and then it's up to them whether or not they want to contact you. And we've had some great friendships build this way, and relationships and people building nets in their local areas. However, I was going through my junk mail and I found several of these that went into my spam folder that I didn't know. And there's got to be some people thinking, oh man, this is why I did it and it doesn't work and never heard anything. And I am so sorry. I have to, this week, I've got to go through those and pull those out of my spam folder and get those, get you guys linked up. And so that's what she's asking about. So there is a protocol for linking up with other operators for security reasons. And so that's what that's about. She was able to listen to some of the communications. Let me jump onto the next one. Here's one, a self-assessment. My biggest failure was an inability to convince more unlicensed operators to join the Channel 3 project. I doubt many or any will do so in our area until such a time as a real crisis is imminent. Okay. That is a very true statement. Tell people who will listen, but don't bust yourself up when people don't get on board. They say they will and they don't show up. They say, I've been meaning to, and that kind of thing. Okay, either you get it or you don't. And once you inform people, the rest is up to them whether or not they want to pursue communications. So our job, you're right, they will show up in a real crisis. Our job is to be there for them and to make sure our stuff is wired tight. And so when they come, that's, you know, we're there for them. The network is in place and it's going on regularly. I know some of you guys get frustrated. Like, I've been doing a net now for like 3 months and not one person's checked in, or I get the same one or two people checking in every week. That's okay. Consistency. You have to be there on a consistent basis because you've spread the word, and people that are like-minded, prepper, conservative, patriot people, because you've been spreading the word, they know you're there. And every now and then, one of them's going to get a wild hair and they're going to get the radio out and they're going to tune in on that schedule and they're going to be listening. And one thing you don't want to have is they finally listen and nobody's there. Then they're like, they shrug and this doesn't work. I never heard anybody. And that did happen also this weekend. There were some people that kind of got disillusioned with the whole thing. They thought they would just flip the radio on and there'd be all these people talking Amron, this and that. And that's not the case. Remember, this is 3 years old and we've grown, 5,000%, but there are still big gaping holes across the country that don't have regional or local nets. But that's changing all the time. In your community where there's not a net, a month from now or 3 months from now, that could totally change. Hey, and if there's not a net in your area, why not? Because if you're telling me, I listen, but there's no nets and I never hear anything, well, then key the mic and talk. If there's not a net, start one. That's the rule. I just made it up. No, but we try to encourage people, look, if there's not a net in your area to join, then start one and talk to yourself and talk to space and talk to no one, because one day another redoubter is going to sign up and they're going to join and they're from your town or the next town over. And it's about being there for them on a regular basis. And the more you do that, the more proficient you become with your gear, the more disciplined you become, the more ready you are for operations like T-Rex 2014. John, I can't believe that we had an actual event this morning during T-Rex practice, talking about the earthquake, but there is almost no information coming from the hams in the area. I think it's a fail for the hams. Well, maybe not. When you're in an area, who's mostly going to be talking immediately are the people that are supporting the government's response, and that's Aries and Races. So make sure that you have your Aries, Races, local repeater frequencies also in all of your stuff. You should be able to absorb all the comms in your area and have frequencies for all the repeaters, for your highway district, for your police department, if they haven't gone digital in your area. So it's usually the Aries Races guys. I'm sure they were chatting it up. I'd be surprised if they weren't. But if they weren't, then maybe it was a fail, because we've seen that. We've seen just during the fires in Washington, major fail in ham radio with the Aries Races guys, the official guys. They don't maintain their gear. They don't practice regularly. And when they needed it, it failed them, or they failed. They failed the system. And we're trying to overcome that. Oh, what else? Oh, here's a great testimony. This is so cool. This is what makes it worth it. This is one of the things that I got. Our family was only able to participate in T-Rex on a very minimal scale, so we decided to concentrate on communications during the exercise, as we feel that is our biggest weakness since we are new to ham and shortwave. Lots and lots of new people out there. Stick with it, okay? Don't get discouraged. These folks didn't. We used our shortwave radio for the first time and were thrilled when we received messages here in the mountains of Ventura County, California, at 1 p.m. on Saturday from all over the country. We heard folks checking in from Ohio, Iowa, Kansas, Pennsylvania, California, and Georgia, and several referenced AMRON and T-Rex 2014. At 7 p.m., we heard AMRON members reporting riots in D.C., Philly, and Atlanta, with Ebola causing road closures. Ebola doesn't cause road closures. They're talking about the government's response. Road closures in Atlanta and water contamination there as well. It was so cool. It's a relief to know that in an emergency, we will be able to use our radio. This morning, we also listened at 8 a.m. and heard an AMRON operator in Northern California. We learned we definitely need more robust antenna. See, they're learning. So that we will be able, that will be our next purchase. But we still did okay with the included reel antenna, the little reel wind-up antenna that comes with a lot of those shortwave radios. We had our son on the roof holding it. Okay, well, you're in California. So hopefully he had a steel-toed boot, safety glasses, hard hat, tied off, and safety railings, all that place. I'm sure you guys did that. California, ooh. But that's good. I forgot to mention that we utilized the communications SOI for the first time as well. Although intimidating at first, we got the hang of it, which enabled us to listen at the designated times. Somebody, an experienced ham operator, got frustrated saying, "I don't know how to make sense of this communications SOI. It's confusing." But you got brand spanking new people sitting down and just kind of looking through it. And it's like, whoa, this is kind of, how do I make sense of this? And then they take the time and it comes to them, especially when you're using it in an exercise. You have all these little, oh, I get it moments. And so I just thought that was really cool. That's from Alpha Romeo 02 and the family. Another one, I have a Tech Sun PL660 with 75-foot long wire, Baofeng UV5R handheld scanner, laptop. Boy, squared away. You can't have a laptop or other electrical devices plugged in and close to the shortwave while receiving. It creates noise and lots of it. Reception changes by the minute, so don't give up if you can't hear anything. My best messages came after listening to hours of nothing but noise. She says, I need a better shortwave set for a multiband ham setup if I really want to gather info. You're right. A ham radio, ham transceiver, is where it's at, if you can. But if you can't, obviously you were getting the stuff. I love digital. It can be addicting. Thank you for all your hard work. And yeah, that was really cool. Out of Oregon. Another one. Only 12 hours of sleep in short intervals since Thursday morning pushed me hard, and I am grateful for that. T-Rex was a wonderfully thought out and realistic plan that has better equipped my family's mindset, priorities, functions, and preparations. Not wanting to miss a single comm window, communications window, kept me hyped up. And every time I was able to lock down a transmission, I got a rush of adrenaline and confidence. only had my shortwave radio for both HF voice and some digital. I'm wanting to kick myself into gear and get my ticket. He's talking about his ham license. I hope you all had a great time, as great a time as I did. I pray we never have to undergo our plans for real. Charlie Mike 01. Let's see here. What's another one? Just wanted to say thanks to all who made T-Rex possible. This was my first T-Rex and only participated with the comms side of things. We did not shut off the power. I'm so glad I did. I discovered so many problems with my plan and now have a list of things I need to buy, improve, and rethink. I couldn't imagine trying to figure comms out with the pressure of everything else that would be required of you during a time like that. Amen, Mike 09, codename Mike 09. You nailed it. You've got to get your stuff dialed in beforehand. And we did. We made it as stressful as we possibly could where it doesn't still interfere with learning if you're willing. But some people just got too hard, too confusing, too stressful right at the beginning and they just said phooey on it. But the people that plowed through it, they grew and we all grew from it. Oh, let's see here. He finishes up by saying, it can be said a lot, but not enough. Practice with your gear. Get it? Oh, there's another one. The operators that checked in 5 minutes early gave me confidence. The operators that spoke up about switching the frequency helped me. And the operators that repeated back what the net control said saved me. Most of the time, I could not hear net control giving the message, but then someone that I could hear would clarify and I would get it too. Flip side of that is that there were a few operators that I could hear perfectly well, but to my dismay, they did not repeat back what they heard. Them not repeating back what they were hearing caused me to not receive the message at that time. You're right, and this is another learning point. It's going to be debriefed to all the AMRON operators. We're going to be going into some training on how to receive, pass, transmit, relay, confirm information, because there are so many non-ham listeners that are out there, or somebody who can hear it, but you just can't hear them. And also says, I also felt a drive and determination on being able to get the messages because I knew the information was critical, both to my family and to others that I can relay to. That thought kept me going with extremely minimal sleep at all hours of the day and night. Also, hearing someone call AMRON in the mix of all the other radio chatter and scenario chaos was like, oh yeah, there's my people. Nice not to be alone. Because the reception was so horrible, I made a point to get on as many frequencies and modes as I could. Doing so allowed me to piece the messages together. For example, I would maybe get a partial on a voice band and then get most of it on digital. Digital was great and lifted me up after a harsh 20 minutes on a voice net. Yes, you are not alone. I have come to learn so much very quickly. AMRON Core is a great tool and provides a sense of community as well as a fast learning curve. Charlie Mike 01. Another one. I had to go to work. This was great, and I would like to ask you to plan another one. Well, we will. We are going to be planning more, but we are going to be taking a break. So hope you don't mind. I'm glad I did that. This is another one. I'm glad I did the T-Rex 2014 prep. I found a few things that failed, like my solar generator died fast and would not charge back up. My 5-piece cooking set was cheap and the handle broke off trying to boil water. Also, I brought too much of the same stuff. I can eliminate a lot of it. The freeze-dried food was really good. I was surprised. I'll buy more freeze-dried food. I need to find something to keep raccoons away. We had 2 or 3 of them coming to us, and the kids and the raccoons weren't scared of them. Well, you could always cook them and eat them. Get a dog. A dog would keep raccoons away. Other than that, the extreme heat was a blast. Very cool. Very cool. Here's some observations that I want to share with you real quick, and then we'll get to the drawing. So I know you guys are waiting for that, but I want to share some of these testimonies with you, some of the feedback, and there's just so much. Like I said, we could spend 3 hours debriefing this, and this is just raw stuff that was just coming at me, and I kind of just skimmed over it, and I just got to pick just a few things. This one is out of Nevada. It says, it turned out to be a lack of participation was due to technical difficulties and lack of pre-exercise radio testing. He was talking about only having three people participate in the local 2-meter or the CH3 nets throughout the exercise. Technical difficulties and lack of pre-exercise radio testing. That sound familiar to a lot of you out there? Because I know it does. Because you guys had stuff fail. You had stuff that you downloaded at the last minute or tried to throw together at the last minute. And when it counted, it didn't work for you. Now's the time to find what's going to break, what's not. Get everything in place to have it ready. So lots of these lessons learned, I want to repost them on the website for you guys to learn over at amron.com. And kind of continue this discussion to learn from other people now who have gone before you that are sharing their experiences, and more are coming in. And so keep them coming in and share your experiences. We'll just keep reposting those so that other people can learn from these. Your experience, first of all, you're not the only one that had that exact same experience. Trust me. Other people are in the exact same situation as you are. And some lesson learned is going to really strike a chord with someone out there. So we want to share that with them. Others couldn't program their 2-meter radios. One person couldn't get a CB radio to work, and he thought the radio wasn't responding to any tuning commands. It comes down to lack of prior training or familiarization with your equipment. Or, hey, there's a training exercise coming up in 3 months, and then 3 months passes, and you're like, oh my gosh, this training is this weekend. I got to run out and buy a CB. I'm going to, my Baofeng's coming in on Thursday, and T-Rex starts Friday. And you heard about this program that you can program, you know, a software program for programming your radio, and you're just foundering. And that's going to lead to frustration and more stress. Ahead of time, get this stuff together ahead of time. Communications is so important. Also says, I used 600% more transmitter energy that required it than I'd planned on. His solar and battery radio power supply system was sized for an average of 2 minutes transmit per hour, whereas the actual usage was closer to 12 minutes per hour. The primary cause was the need to relay message traffic. Additionally, most digital nets ran over their time allocated by 100%, requiring power for a laptop computer continuously as well, even when you're just monitoring. So whatever your power requirements are, you think they are, times it by 6. This is a pretty common thing that we're hearing back from people, that they used more power than they thought they would. And a lot of that's because we're relaying traffic. Now, this was a very traffic heavy exercise. It was intended. We started off with 32 messages starting from different points around the country, and at various different points, at different intervals throughout the exercise, this operator over here knew that at this time he was supposed to transmit his message or her message. And so there was a continuous flow of new information coming in, intermingled with information that was already in the system from previous nets. And then you had to sort through it, make sense of this information and see how it applies to you. What's white noise? What doesn't apply? How to organize this? That was another thing too. When you take messages, especially digital, it's beautiful. As messages come in, first of all, you get more of the message intact in digital because it's text. Highlight it, copy, paste it into a document, and organize these and keep a running log that you can do a Control F search on when you're looking for a certain message with a certain time date stamp or with a certain keywords. You can retrieve those, you can organize those, and it helps you make sense of the whole overall intelligence analysis of trying to make all this information make sense so you can see a bigger picture and boil it down so you can make informed decisions. Omnidirectional antennas are required. The use of beam antennas creates severe operational problems in an ad hoc radio network environment. It would be better to use very narrow band digital signals rather than beam antennas as a means of increasing a link gain. Talk about gain on the antenna. Get more energy going downrange. Yes and no. It depends on what you're doing. Both have their place. It's just kind of like a semi-automatic versus a machine gun. Each has their place. You just got to know when to properly apply each of those to fit the tactical situation. If you got a station in Washington State trying to send a message to a Florida station, your beam antennas are a beautiful thing. But when you're trying to widely disseminate information, that beam isn't going to help the guy to your right and your left because they're in your blind spot and they're missing out on information that then has to be relayed. So they have their place. Each of them do. Digital nets took 40 minutes to an hour versus 20-minute forecast. Now, in the communications SOI, there's a 20-minute window. Those are not necessarily forecast. I mean, it's not like you only have 20 minutes. We did voice 20 minutes at the first part of the hour on purpose. First of all, when you're sending voice messages, it typically goes faster than digital. But also in poor band conditions, voice gets so washed out, you can't make out what they're saying. So at 20 minutes after, we switched to digital. Now, those 20-minute windows are not the time frame, like you can only talk during this 20-minute window. That is a link-up time. Once you make contact with a station, you can stay on the air with them for an hour if you want, but that's a time window when we all agree to meet. If you're going to meet somebody at the store, you say, hey, you know, meet me at 5 o'clock. Okay, you show up at 2 minutes after and they're not there. You sit around and you wait for 10 or 15 minutes and then there they come pulling in, right? So it doesn't mean that you can only stand there at 5 o'clock and then as soon as 5:01, you got to run away. It's an agreed time and place for you to link up with others. Then if nobody shows up after 20 minutes, then go about your business. But once they do link up, you can sit down and have a cup of coffee with them for an hour if you want. But that's a link up time. Now, we also left the other 40 minutes of the hour. It was actually a 20-minute window to link up on digital. But there's actually 40 minutes before the next hour. I hope that's making sense. You guys have been following this exercise this weekend. This is making total sense. Usually, most of the communications can take place in the following 40 minutes before the hour is up at the top of the hour. Most of the time, the digital, it does go out slower, but it's also a lot surer. When you send a message, more people receive it more accurately, and you have less relaying to do. And but it is slower, so it could take up to 40 minutes. And remember, we're dealing with lots of messages, lots of traffic that everyone is told if you receive a message with the control number, get it back out to as many people as you can. It's because it was the exercise we were doing. We were practicing receiving messages and then redistributing them as far and wide as you can. That was the specific point in this exercise. In a real world situation and other future exercises, you may only have 6 messages and you have to decide 3 of these are not relevant to me or to the guy to my left or my right because there was a fender bender in Atlanta and now the highway is backed up does not affect the guy in Sacramento, California. Okay, but if you have a terrorist attack where they're blowing up a substation in Atlanta, that could be useful to the guy in Sacramento because he just heard over the radio net that they were looking for 2 Middle Eastern males who were seen running away from the local power substation. Then it becomes relevant. So you have to use your brain. You have to use your analysis skills to start to determine and ask yourself, is this piece of information useful to me? And sometimes it is, and sometimes it's not. So we'll do more training exercises with kind of a different approach to each one. This one was just pass as much traffic to as many people as you possibly can. It made it very crowded. It made people have to start, brevity. They started shortening their messages. They started synchronizing. They started using more control. There was no net control on purpose for this particular exercise. We did not use a net control station to kind of direct traffic. It was shotgunned out there. All right. And you could see the nets smooth out as the exercise went on. People fell into their own groove. Now we're going to address this specifically as training, a training model to develop and implement a protocol for how to do that when no net control exists. Because if you use net control as a crutch, you know, Joe Bob, KN5XYZ, whatever, he's net control. He's always net control. Where is he? We don't know what to do. You've got to be able to show up and still function and carry on the mission when there isn't a referee with a black and white shirt pointing directions at you, telling you where to go and what to do. So that was the point of that. That was the whole point of that. There are so many things that we could cover, and there's so much more that I want to cover, but we're just running out of time. But I do want to tell you this. If you guys want to practice, go to the digital articles, the tutorials on Amron.com. Print those out. I've got tons of emails coming in, and they're all saying digital, digital, digital is awesome. Digital's fun. Digital's the way to go. I'm so glad I got digital up and running. That's how I got all my traffic through digital. You guys need to start thinking digital. Yes, voice. Fall back on voice. It'll always be there. Okay, but if you lean on that, you're going to miss out on a lot of information. Everybody out there, digital. It's all everybody's saying. They're putting their hands in the air going, yep, digital. That was what made it for me. So look at that stuff. I've got a couple of actual audio files that are sanitized that I'm going to upload to the highlights and resources posting for today's show for you guys to listen to and practice with, along with the other materials that we put up there, because we have other audio files on the website in that article. So you want to practice digital communications. That's what it's titled. But I'm going to put these from the actual Amron nets from this weekend, two audio files for you to practice with and see what was actually being transmitted across the airwaves. I just used my digital audio recorder and stuck it next to the speaker and recorded it. When you play it back, it decodes. So it's pretty cool. Fun little exercise for you. All right, let's take a break. When we come back, we're going to do this drawing and then close everything up and give some prizes away. So stand by. This is Voice of the American Redoubt, and I'm John Jacob Schmidt.
The lifeblood of a community, a state, and a nation is its economy. All across America, the effects of a crippled global economy are being felt. But in any economic downturn, there are always isolated pockets where communities and regions thrive or fare better than others. Take that into consideration when you make financial choices, both big and small. Support locally owned businesses and industries whenever you can, especially those which are patriot or Christian owned. A stronger local economy means a stronger American redoubt.
This is Enola Gay of the Paratus Familia blog with the Prepper Tip of the Week. One of my favorite expressions while writing my blog posts are use it, use it, use it. This expression was born in the school of hard knocks. Prior to Y2K, my husband and I spent every dime of disposable income in survival preparedness. We and Lehman's Hardware were on a first-name basis. Not only did we stock our pantry with 5-gallon pails of food, we also invested in a wood cook stove, top-of-the-line kerosene lanterns, and even a generator to see us through the worst of the storm. Although Y2K turned out to be a non-event, less than a year later our family moved and went totally off-grid. Our untested equipment became our worst nightmare. Not only did our generator fail after less than an hour, our expensive, top-of-the-line Petromax lantern leaked like a sieve and eventually caught our kitchen table on fire. Now, anything we purchase, we put to the acid test before we need it. It is a simple thing to repair or replace an item now. However, when Teotihuacan happens, we could literally be up a creek without a paddle. Remember, use it, use it, use it. In the service of the King, this is Enola Gay of the Paratus Familia blog with the Prepper Tip of the Week. Survival favors the prepared.
There is an exodus happening in America today, from cities full of crime and corruption to the rural areas of clean and sustainable living. Like-minded patriots are coming to North Idaho in search of a simpler, self-reliant lifestyle. I'm Chris Walsh, broker and owner of Revolutionary Realty, based in the heart of America's Great Redoubt, North Idaho. Sometimes God puts you somewhere for a special reason. For me, I believe it's to help like-minded patriots find safety and security for their loved ones. At Revolutionary Realty, we educate buyers about solar power, growing food, obtaining water, and personal security. I became a realtor in 2008 at the bottom of the real estate market, but not the top. I believe that there is a grand plan and that I'm just a part of it. My job is to help people discover and relocate to America's Great Redoubt. Call a revolutionary today at 208-667-1776 or visit us at revrealty.us to learn more. That's www.revrealty.us, and God bless you.
Okay, we're back with segment giveaway. Prizes giveaway. Giveaway prizes. I'm feeling punchy. I'm getting tired. I'm going to sleep for 3 days after this, and but man, I'm also kind of charged up. I'm just so encouraged by we accomplished our goals. We set out to push the limits and find out what to assess, where we need to grow, what do we need to address, how can we become better. Let's stress this situation, this network. Let's stress Amron. Let's stress the operators. Let's find out who's not going to be able to handle stress and who's going to rise to the occasion. And people who didn't have confidence, now their confidence is higher. We've identified things that have been better. We've also found some experts, some experienced people that have said, hey, let me share some thoughts with you that you might want to think about. Now, where were you all along? Never heard of you before. And now you got somebody stepping forward saying, I can see some areas. If you do this, if you dial that in, if you go to this resource, go to the ARRL. They've got a great template over there. We can modify it for Amron, but that will help you smooth out, you know, this. It'll take much less time doing that. And so it's brought people to the surface that we need, and people are pulling together and they're sharing experiences. And it's just a very cool thing. There's a lot of entries. A lot of you guys participated. And then, of course, some of you guys got multiple tickets, entries, because there was multiple questions on the quiz that nobody can go look at because it's expired. It's gone. It lasted until 2359 hours Zulu. And, of course, that would make total sense to the people who participated in the Nets because we used Zulu time. So what we're going to do right now is we're going to give away some prizes. We're going to start off with a Life Straw personal water filter. It's very awesome, like 2,000, 3,000 gallons it does. Actually, this is really cool. I'm going to keep this. I'll give something else away. I'm just kidding. I'm going to give away the Life Straw personal water filter. And that was brought to you courtesy by Radio Free Redoubt. Okay, here we go. And ticket number 301106. Congratulations. You are the winner. Actually, I have both tickets. So that didn't help you out very much. Oh, man. Okay, you guys can only win one each. Okay, because some of you have multiple tickets in here. The winner of the Life Straw personal water filter is Whiskey Alpha 01. Whiskey Alpha 01 in South Carolina. You just won a Life Straw water filter. Let me type your name right next to the prize. So if I don't hear from you in the next 24 hours, I will contact you in the next 24 hours. Whiskey Alpha 01, you just won a Life Straw personal water filter. Next one, We've got from Amp 3. Thanks for donating that, guys. Thanks for helping support T-Rex. A Baofeng-sized radio pouch. And these are cool. It's got the Molly pouch attachments. Of course, it'll fit any radio that's that size. But just to let you know, because so many of you have the Baofengs, it's that size of a radio pouch for an HT, which is a handy talkie. And so let's reach in here and grab another one. And Whiskey Alpha 01, you can't win again. So if I pull your name, I got to toss it, okay? But you did have, you had five chances to win because you got five of the things on the quiz. I can't draw. Somebody's playing a trick on me and put my name in here. I am not going to win. Oh, Hammer 03, code name Hammer 03 from Pennsylvania. You just won a Baofeng sized radio pouch, Molly attached, type heavy duty Cordura. Good job, Hammer 01, and that's out of Pennsylvania. So we're going to send something to Pennsylvania. That's a good couple strong stations from Pennsylvania coming in. Now, a Write in the Rain notepad, courtesy of Amp 3, and these are very cool. I haven't had one of those in a long time, but I used to use them, and they are awesome, and they really do write in the rain. Let's see here. Georgia. Got a winner from Georgia, Old Crow. That's a communicator there. He was putting stuff out. Old Crow from Georgia. Thank you for your dedication and hard work this weekend. You're probably sleeping right now because it's late and you're wiped out too. Okay, these guys work so hard this weekend to get communications out to encourage people. Oh, we've got two winners for this one here. We've got donated from Katie Armor. These are Nalgene water bottle carrier pouches that have the Molly attachments. They're solid. I love these things. And both of these are in tactical black. So let me go ahead and pull the name out for one of those. Now, Whiskey Alpha 01, codename Hammer 01, and codename Old Crow, you do not get to win one of these. So let's take a look. Juliet 59er from Texas, you are the winner of one of these tactical black Nalgene water bottle holders from Katie Armor. Juliet 59er, you're the winner. Let's do another one. What do we got? Out of California, Kilo. Wait. Kilo Papa 53. Kilo Papa 53. If you are codenamed Kilo Papa 53, you just won one of these Nalgene water bottle holders. And that is Kilo Papa 53. And we got a water brick that's going to be given away by 321thrive.com. They do a lot of preparedness food and gear for food storage, food preparation. And these are water bricks. They're stackable. They're BPA free, bazillion year life, shelf life, all that good stuff. And pretty cool. So they're going to be donating one of those. And that will come directly to you from them. So I'll get your contact information and shoot it off to them. And what else we got here? Okay. Water brick, stackable, one each, water storage container. The winner is Whiskey 11, codename Whiskey 11. You are the winner of that. Congratulations. And type your name in so I don't forget about anybody, because I'm probably not going to remember much of today after tomorrow. Let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay, now. Oh, this is cool too. The Prepared Family Guide to Uncommon Diseases, written by Enola Gay. We purchased one of those from her, and we're going to be giving that away. And they got a section in there on exotic diseases, including Ebola treatment, to help increase your chances of pulling through. So very, very timely. No doubles. And no doubles. My goodness, people. All right. What do we got here? Okay, South Carolina. Make sure I don't have this one already. I don't. Delta Mike 03 from South Carolina. Codename Delta Mike 03. You got a copy of the Prepared Family Guide to Uncommon Diseases by Enola Gay coming your way. Let me write this down. Delta Mike 03. Congratulations. Oh, this is a really cool feature that I use all the time when I'm doing nets. And I wish actually I would have gotten a couple of more of these, but they're stinking expensive, like $27. This is a MFJ local Zulu time clock that has both your local time and Zulu time right next to each other, which makes things really cool. And the winner is out of Texas, Charlie19er, codename Charlie19er. You just won the MFJ dual time clock. That was very cool. So I just thought it's such a neat tool that I want to share it with someone else. I think that'd be a great gift, and it's very relevant, especially after, you know, a communications exercise. All right, we're going to give away a couple of Radio Free Readout t-shirts, and you'll have a choice between the Skull and Headphones Radio Free Readout t-shirt and the Amron Operator t-shirt, because this is a communications exercise. Some of you guys might actually want the Amron shirts, and we'll send you the... we'll send you the logos so you can see what's on them, and then make your decision as far as which one you'd rather have, and let us know your size. So Radio Free Readout shirts, two of them going out. This is kind of fun. We don't do stuff like this, huh? All right. We gave away some body armor that was donated by Katie Armor last year. That was cool. And some gear from Amp 3, an awesome medical kit. Okay, we've got a Radio Free Readout shirt going out to the winner, Juliet09er from Virginia. And he was actually one of our initiating stations that got those messages out for you to send across the country. And that's Juliet09er. Nice. Okay, one more. We're going to give away another shirt. Let me find another one in here. Mixing them all up, and I'm not looking. And I want you guys all to win, but, I mean, you know, we got to be realistic here. This is not like kindergarten, you know, where everybody gets a trophy. But all of you guys really did. You did so cool. You worked so hard this weekend. Delta. Now, here, this is out of Georgia. Delta 5. But I think this is wrong. I think I might know who this is. I think this is supposed to be Delta 50. But since I have the email address, I will contact you using the email address. But I think this is codenamed Delta 50 that just forgot to put the zero on when you sent this in. And so I'll get in touch with you on that. Let me make a little note, because I recognize that, because you are also one of the initiating stations for the messages that went out this week. Delta 50. 5 question mark, because I think it was Delta 50. Okay. And we got two more things to give away. Radio Free Readout hats, the caps with the Radio Free Readout logo. They're pretty cool hats. And our online store, I mean, the people that were supposed to be doing our store fell apart on us. And so we are backing up and regrouping, because we had promised you guys we were going to get that up, and we were promised that it would be up. And now, we look like buffoons, because we promised everybody, and we told them, look, we promised them. They're asking, they want this stuff, and it's, I know, I don't know. Pretty soon we just had to say, sorry, dude, it's just not working out between us. Okay, what else we got here? All right, a Radio Free Readout hat is going to an Idaho operator, Amron operator, codename Disaster 911. Disaster 911, congratulations. You got a Radio Free Readout hat coming. And she did a great job. She put a ton of traffic out. She's doing a great job with the nets in southern Idaho. And let's see, what else? Ning-a-ning-a-ning. Okay, this is the last one, guys. All right. I know nobody's listening anymore except for the people that put in the... another California. All right. Hey, we got a lot of people moving from California. You guys are redoubting. I mean, I can't believe how many people are moving to the American Redoubt, and the majority of them are from California. Well, it's because you're living in one of the most oppressed... Democratic People's Republics in the United States, except for like Massachusetts. And that's probably a tie. Okay, the winner is Lima Motel 06. Lima Motel 06. And that's not really, that's not a joke. Okay. It really is Motel 6. Lima Motel 06, code name, one each. You just won a Radio Free Readout hat. Congratulations. Guys, that's a wrap. I'm going to be, well, let me write this down before I forget. Lima Motel 06. Fumbling around here, and I got it. We got it dialed in, and we got through another episode, episode 1433. And thanks for your patience, and thanks for all of you guys' hard work and just busting your tails to participate and grow and improve. And you're making all of us stronger. You're making every patriot, every patriot leader, every one of us are stronger now because you, because there's so much to be said about the ability for us to communicate. And you guys have grown by leaps and bounds. And that's one of the main things we accomplished. More people, more patriots, more like-minded, God-fearing patriots, self-reliant American citizens got prepared in the last month than any other push that I know of, because you guys scrambled to get your gear, to get your SOIs, to get your comms up. And even for those of you who it didn't work out for this week because you couldn't get your stuff programmed or something wasn't working right, you need a new antenna. You've got it now. You have it in your hand. And there's just so many success stories. If you struggled this week, you've got success stories coming ahead for you if you are persistent. Right. This is not your baby. You're not the big communicator. Some of you got the bug and you are just all fired up. Now you want to get your ham license and stuff. And that's right. That's great. But I also understand not all of you guys are, you're not communications. It's not your thing. Okay. But you just know that it's important. All right. That's fine. And I understand that completely, but I just want to encourage you, just like anything else, do magazine change drills, you know, with your weapon. Practice, you know, putting on a first aid kit, a field dressing, and practice using your radio every once in a while. We're there for you. We do nets, you know, several times a month on the first and third week of the month for you to practice. And nets are growing all the time. And develop local nets in your areas. All that stuff's going to help all of us become stronger. And we're going to need each other in the future. But that's not going to happen if we can't communicate, if we're cut off from each other. And so that's why this is so important. Okay, guys, that's a wrap. I'm going to call her quits. You have a blessed week, and look forward to talking to you next week in episode 14-34. This is the Voice of the American Redoubt, broadcasting deep from within the heart of the American Redoubt. I'm John Jacob Schmidt. Good night.